Trump Promises to Block Immigration from Corrupt Cultures, by Neil Monroe on February 24, 2026. Ordinary Americans pay a huge price for federal immigration policies that pull many migrants from corrupt cultures and regions into the United States, President Donald Trump said in his State of the Union address. The Somali pirates who ransacked Minnesota remind us that there are large parts of the world where bribery, corruption, and lawlessness are the norm, not the exception, Trump told the crowd of cheering Republicans and sullen Democrats. He added, importing these cultures through unrestricted immigration and open borders brings those problems right here to the USA, and it is the American people who pay the price in higher medical bills, car insurance rates, rent, taxes, and perhaps most importantly, crime. We will take care of this problem. Trump's emphasis on corruption is a useful PR corrective to the Democrats' emotional narrative that his curbs on migration are racist. The corruption pitch is also useful because it helps to show Americans the vast economic and pocketbook damage caused by importing poor people from countries where the culture or religion demands loyalty to family, clan, caste, tribe, or religious totalitarianism. Many such migrants are unable to embrace the national loyalty and reciprocal duties embodied in the American ideal of citizenship. The corruption is plundering America, Trump said, adding, there's been no more stunning example than Minnesota, where members of the Somali community have pillaged an estimated $19 billion from the American taxpayer. We have all the information, and in actuality, the number is much higher than that. And California, Massachusetts, Maine, and many other states are even worse. This is the kind of corruption that shreds the fabric of a nation, and we are working on it like you wouldn't believe. So tonight, although started 4 months ago, I am officially announcing the war on fraud to be led by our great Vice President J.D. Vance. We will take care of this problem, we're going to take care of this problem, he said before describing the impact of corrupt cultures on American highways. Dalila Colton was only 5 years old in June 2024 when an 18-wheeled tractor trailer plowed into her stopped car, traveling at 60 miles an hour or more. The driver was an illegal alien led in by Joe Biden and given a commercial driver's license by open borders politicians in California. Doctors said Dalila would never be able to walk or talk or have a good life. She wouldn't even be able to eat again. But she is now in the first grade learning to walk, and she's here this evening with her dad. Marcus, a fantastic man, Dalila, please, you are a great inspiration, please stand up. Many of the most illegal aliens do not speak English and cannot read even the most basic road signs as to direction, speed, danger or location. That's why tonight, I'm calling on Congress to pass what we will call the Dalila Law, barring any state from granting commercial driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Under Trump's low migration, high deportation reforms, Americans' wages are up, housing costs are down, inflation is declining, transport costs are shrinking, crime is dropping, and corporations are spending heavily to help Americans become more productive and earn more wages for each working hour. His economic reforms, however, are opposed by establishment Republicans and their progressive partners. Restaurant Business Online.com reported on January 23 that Trump's deputies are raising voters' wages by deporting illegal migrants. Fewer workers mean restaurants will once again have to compete for employees the only way they can, by paying higher wages. Wages over the next 2 years are expected to accelerate, according to Oxford Economics, from 3.7% this year to 5.6% by 2027. The pro-citizen, pro-wage policy is deeply opposed by Democrats, who instead promise to raise living standards for migrants and citizens via government benefits.